Okay, just Kufchaf Chesem Abayz towards the bottom. We're at the two dots, about 10 lines up from the bottom. Remember the last point I said yesterday? I rushed through it. I just wanted to mention that the language of this Gemara is the same exact language as the language on Daf Pei Tesem Abayz. The Gemara has the amazing idea that on Yontif we put the salt into the rechem of the kosher animals, that she remembers the tsar, and therefore she has rachmanis on her child. So I quoted the Gemara in Pei Tesem Abayz. The Gemara there had said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes to Avram Avinu and says, your children sinned. And Avram says, tough, yimacha kudusha shemecha. They have to get what they deserved. And then the Gemara says, Emer leili Yaakov, dahavi le tsar gidul banim. Yaakov had tsar. Efshar d'boi rachmi alayhu. Maybe he'll daven for them, because the more it's tsar, the more you'll daven. But it's the same word, rachmi alayhu, used for davening. And here it says, we're merachmin al behema tahora. So that was interesting. The same exact word is used. Okay. And according to the Michlam Elio, about the more you give and the more you put into something, the more it means to you. The more you put into a project, the more it means to you. Giving leads to love, leads to a deeper connection. Okay. Mialdana Se'isha. To that, Mialdana Se'isha, the Mishnah has said that you're allowed to help the woman in childbirth with anything she needs on Shabbos or Yontif. So, Michti, Tanali Mialdana Se'isha. The Mishnah first says you're allowed to help the woman give birth. V'karen l'chachavim makam l'makam, and you're allowed to call a midwife from place to place. U'machalin alayhaz ha-shabbos, la'suyimai. So what is the last phrase coming to include? It says you're allowed to help her give birth, you're allowed to call a chachama. Then it has this general line of that you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos for her. So what is that coming to include? Lasuyemai. Lasuyemai, the Tanar Abundant. It's coming to include the following. Im ha'isatzri chalaner, chaver tamadlekas lasaner. If she needs a candle, if this woman who gave birth needs a candle lit, so then her friend can light a candle for her. She is a chola sheyesh bo sakana. She is in the category of a chola who is considered in a life-threatening illness, and therefore her friend can light the candle for her. And if she needs oil, so and you have to get oil from another place, so the Mishnah of the Gemara says that yes, of course, she's allowed to bring her shemen because she needs it, but you should always try to be mama'it be'isurin, always try to minimize the isurim that is going on here. So let's say you need to bring the oil. So option one is bring it in your hands, because that's not a normal way to bring the oil. Rashi says, bakapa, right? Bring it on in the palms. They made a safek biyad. Let's say it's not going to be enough if you just bring it in your hands. Mevia basaira. Then she could bring it in her hair. The havamina here is, what does it mean in her hair? She'll put it in her hair, and then mamish in her hair, and then it'll come out of her hair when she gets there. She'll squeeze it out. Vimina safek basaira. And if she can't put it in the saira, again, why are you doing the shinuyim? Because it's going to be a hotzah shelo kederech. Right, you're going to carry it from a different rishus, but it's going to be shalok derech, which makes it into a drabanan. That's why it would always be better to do it this way. It's always better to do a drabanan than a daraisa. And if it's not going to be enough in your hair, maybe a little kli, then you can bring it in a kli in a regular jug. That's what the Gemara says. So Amar Mar, let's talk about some of these halachos. If she needs a candle, her friend can light her with a candle, pshita. So again, what's the chiddush? The Mishnah says that you're allowed to be mechal, you're allowed to help her have the baby, you're allowed to have the chaya come. So what's the chiddush of having her light the candle? Lo tzricha besuma. Oh, the chiddush is that we're talking about a suma, a blind woman having birth. Ma'u detema, you might say in that kind of situation, kivin d'lachazia, usser. She doesn't see the candle anyway. What, she's, I need a candle. Why, it's not helping her. So what's it going to make a difference to her? So maybe you shouldn't be allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. Kamash Malan, Asuve Mesva Daita. Really, come to Chiddush is that no, still, this would calm her down. Savra, Iike Midi, Chazia, Chaverta, Va'avdali. What's the Chiddush? That she thinks to herself, hey, if I need something, I know my friends will be able to see it and take care of it for me. If it's dark, you know, she won't be as relaxed. So therefore, Mesiv Yisuve Daita, you're allowed to do this and help her out. Tosfos says here, maybe a Yoledis is different than other Cholim. The bottom Tosfos, Kamash Balan, Yoledis might be in a higher category than a regular Chol HaSheish Bo Sakana. But either way, this is what we say by a Chol HaSheish Bo Sakana. That if a Chol HaSheish Bo Sakana needs something, this is what many poskim say, that even if it's not directly connected to the Choli, to the danger, this candle, what if she doesn't get this candle, so then it's she's gonna die? You don't know that. But it's somehow connected. It may be to be die if it calms her down, and therefore it is allowed by a chola sheish bo sakana. Interesting case where Moshe talks about this in the tshuva in Chelek Aleph Pesukim Kuf Lamed Beis. He talks about bidvar haisha shetzricha lisa b'shabes b'taxi la hospital. A woman who has to go to the hospital on Shabbos to have a baby, she doesn't want to go herself. She wants her husband to go along. So Moshe wrote this, now it's, since he's more common, Sivan Tavshin Yud Beis, 1952. So 1952, Rav Moshe was asked to Shaila, you know, could the husband go along in the taxi, you know, to help out the wife? So he quotes the issue. He says, can she go along? O imash yisu imam mishum shebazeh, because if they go along, yish la yisu veidaita. Im yish la hatir kabo hadlakas aner. Maybe just like our Gemara says, halakas aner is mutter because of yisu veidaita. Maybe because the husband, could the husband do anything in the car? Now, what's the husband going to do? The husband's not driving, and the husband's not the doctor. So what's the husband going to do in the car? But maybe even though you don't need it, ve'etzem rak mishum yisu ve'daita. And he says, ve'heshavti l'chora. So Moshe first says at the beginning, de lo dami. Maybe you can't compare the two. L'hasam, de derek haladun l'spachi, shemel yir ma'shetzricha. Over there, there's a real danger. She's worried that that the people around her aren't going to be able to see to be able to help her, and that's why the candle is allowed. But here, she's going to the doctor, she's going to the hospital, and once she gets there, the doctor will take care of her. So what is, so maybe it shouldn't be allowed. It's a little extra precautions. Maybe she's going overboard. Maybe it's not enough to allow it. Then Rav Moshe says, "Bikomakam ladina." Since we find the yoledes sha'alula is talking machmas pachad, when it comes to a yoledes, we've seen stories. Mihu sheyachol lismoch al chilukim bechash bikoch nefesh. Who could be mechalik within the world of bikoch nefesh? Who's going to be machmir? Says Rav Moshe, not me. Moshe says, not me. Rav Moshe says, not me. None of us are going to say me. But Rav Moshe says, not me, I'm not going to make chilukim. But lachain, if she says that she's scared, even though it's not exactly connected, the Baal is allowed to go along, and maybe something's going to happen in the middle of the going on. Maybe it's gonna, her pains are going to get stronger, the labor is going to get more intense, and therefore, you know, she might get into a more dangerous situation, so therefore, it is allowed. And he says, v'eini yodea baze iser barer, api drabanan, im hospital ihyu ba'ir, o b'toch ha'tchum, maybe even going into the car. What malacha is the husband doing? If the non-Jewish taxi driver opens the door and closes the door, and he's just sitting in there, the car is going anyway. You don't push on the pedal more, because you have another person inside the car, so he's not even sure what exactly the iser is, except mishum maris ayin, and therefore yish lahatir if she wants it. I saw b'shem the chazanish is much more positive that he should go along, he should be mechaziker, you know, not more of this b'diavad. But either way, I think the minhag olam is if the husband wants to go, then he can. But again, it's based on this gemara about yisuve daita. Five lines to the bottom. Im ha'isatzricha l'shem, and the next line of the brisa had said if she needs oil. Then remember what the Brisa said, then her friend can bring her oil. A, on her palms of her hands. If that doesn't work, in her hair. If that doesn't work, in a kli. But you always try to be mishana, change. The Gemara says, one second, typically mishim schita. What's the whole issue? Why are we going to suggest for her to put it in her hair? Because we don't want her to violate the malacha d'oraisa of hotza'ah, tearing it out. Therefore, she'll put it in her, well, she'll put it in her hair, because that's a shinui. Says the Gemara, one second, you're really switching one d'oraisa for another d'oraisa. She's going to have to squeeze it out of her hair when she gets there. That's the malacha of schita. The malacha of schita, which is a daraisa, is a tolda of mefarik, tolda of dush, right? So that's what we discussed in the past. So therefore, what is, how is that helping anything? You're switching one malacha for another malacha. Hotzah for schita. And if you remember everything we discussed all the way on Daf Beis, you can even say that hotzah is malacha geruah. It's even a lesser chomer form of malacha. So therefore, if you have a choice to do hotzah or another labalacha, maybe hotzah, you know, you're not changing the object in any way, maybe that's even better. So it table mishum schita. So two answers. First, the Gemara answers, Rabbi Verbiyosi Damir Shavayu, Ein Schita B'Seyar. Important principle, the first daya is, there is no Isser Schita when it comes to Seyar. What does that mean? Ein Schita B'Seyar? So Rashi says, important Rashi, last line in Rashi, Shehu Kasha Ve'ein Boleya. Rashi says, B'Metzius, there's no Schita B'Seyar. In other words, what's schita? Schita means something is absorbed, and then it is squeezed out. So Rashi seems to say that in hair, it's never absorbed. It's like sitting on top of the hair. It's not really, it's in between the hairs. So it's not no schita b'seyer. No schita b'seyer. So it sounds like according to Rashi, there is no schita, period. The Rabbah, when he quotes this halacha, he doesn't say, b'feirish like Rashi, that there's no schita b'seyer, because it's kashav ein boleya. He just says, ein schita b'seyer, v'hu adin la'or, she'ein chayavin al schitaso. Right? Well, the Rambam says, no, you're not chayiv. So the Magen Mishnah with Daik, that according to the Rambam, it sounds like there is an Issa Darabanan, at least. Even though there is an Issa Darabanan. And that's what we're machmer by Lachachila. That there is an Issa Darabanan of Schita. That's why you can't, you know, issues of getting your hair wet on Shabbos, one must be careful because we do paskin yesh chita b'seyar mi de rabbanim. Okay, this comes up by that's why part of the problems of taking showers or Shabbos, you have a lot of other problems about the gzeiras habaladim, about taking a bath. But even on Yontif, if you're going to get a heter by some poskim to shower in lukewarm water and you dilute the shampoo and maybe you don't put your body in all at once, different shitos. But many poskim will say, but don't get your hair wet. Don't get your hair wet because you don't want to get into issues of schita. So somebody once asked me this in the shul. He only had about four strands of hair left on his head. What about me? What's the, you know what? But again, in general, you know, the poskim would say that many poskim would say that even if you're going to be allowed, one should be very careful about the hair because we do paskin yesh chita b'seyar mi derabanan. What about a woman who goes to the mikvah Friday night? So the poskim discuss what you know. How do we allow that? Not only do we allow that, well, we force that, we push that. You know, tefillah b'zman mitzvah in some way. So the poskim say it's multiple for various reasons. The easiest one is it's an issur d'rabbanan at most. Let's sarach for the woman to come back to her husband. That's why it's mutter. The rabbanan never goes there in this regard. Okay, so it was never nechlal in the gzeira originally for the woman going to the mikvah. Anyway, that is all the issue of schita b'seyar. This issue of schita b'seyar is also, we're not going to spend so much time on this, maybe at the end of this year, if I could finish it off and come back, which I don't think has ever happened, but this is the big issue, one of the big issues in brushing your teeth on Shabbos. Remember a couple years ago we discussed, there are a couple of malachos that are potentially a problem. There are yeshitos. Rav Moshe is the most machmir when it comes to toothbrushing. He is machmir even with water. Even water on a wet toothbrush, because he holds the issue is schita, our Gemara, schita b'seyar, because the bristles are very close together. And when you brush your teeth, Rav Moshe holds that the water coming out is an issue of schita b'seyar, which is an issue of the Rabbanan we paskin. So that's why Rav Moshe said the only thing you're allowed to do is brush with a dry toothbrush. And you're not allowed to even rinse it off afterwards because of an issue of hachana. Other poskim are more makel than Rav Moshe. Other poskim say you could use a liquid toothpaste, and because there is no issue of schita, there's actually an issue of mimareach, of changing the form of the toothpaste. So there are different shitas, which we're not going to get into now. Ask your posek what to do. But again, there are different opinions. There are a minority of opinions that say even regular toothpaste is okay because it's not really mimareach for various reasons. Some say you should have a separate toothbrush because it's uvdin dechol. Rav Avadi Yosef says you should have a separate toothbrush that you use on Shabbos because you shouldn't use a kli that you usually use for a weekday activity on Shabbos. Either way, that's all part of the issue of schita b'seyar. Rav Ashi Amar, a different answer. Even if you want to say there is schita b'seyar, so we're back to the question of why, what's the toelas, what's the benefit of doing it in the hair? Just carry it directly. It doesn't mean putting it mamish in the hair. It means putting it in a jug in your hair. That also is a shinui, but it doesn't mean in the hair mamish. Because you always try to do as much shinui as you can. So instead of carrying the kli with your hands, carry it in your hair. So that was the suggestion of the Gemara. Next, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel Chaya, a woman in childbirth called on shekever pasuach as long as the kever, literally the uterus, is open. Bein Amar Tzricha, in other words, when she is having a baby. Bein Amar Tzrichani, Bein Shlo Amar Tzrichani, whether she says or not that I need a doctor or I need the chilul Shabbos, mechalim olas Shabbos. You are mechalim Shabbos for her, whether she wants it or not. Nista makever, but once the beis harechem, once the uterus closes up at a certain later point, bein sha'amr tzrichani, bein lo amr tzrichani, ein machal amaz haShabbos. But when things are finished, then you're not machal haShabbos, period. Even if she says, I need it. Rav Ashi Masli Hachi, that's what Rav Ashi said. Marzutra Masli Hachi, Marzutra though is more makel. Amr Rav Yehuda Amr Shmuel, he says the following. Chaya, kol dan shekever pasuach, bein sha'amr tzrichani, Bein Amra Ein Sricha Ani Machal Alas HaShabbos. When the kever is pasuach, then he agrees. No matter what, you're Machal Shabbos for her. But Nistam HaKever, but once the uterus closes up, so then it depends. Amra Sricha Ani, when she says she needs it, then Machal Alas HaShabbos. She says it will be Machal Shabbos for her. Lo Amra Sricha Ani, Ein Machal Alas HaShabbos. But if she does not need it, then we're not Machal Shabbos for her. So two versions of this halacha. Amli Ravina Lamarimar, Marzutra Masni Lakula. Marzutra is the second one. He had the makel version. Ravashi Masni Lachumra, and Ravashi had the Chumra version. Hilchasa Kaman, who do we paskin like? Amalei Halacha Kamar Zutra. The halacha is like more makel, like Marzutra. Safek Nefashos Lahakel. The big Yiso, we paskin when you have Safek about a life threatening situation on Shabbos, we paskin Safek Nefashos Lakula. That's what we always paskin. We not only paskin nefashos l'kula, not only saving nefashos l'kula, we even pass in svek sveka of nefashos l'kula. Right? We are very, we're at l'kula, but we're being makel on sakar nefashos, that's because we're being machmir on a human life. Every kula, a lot of times, has a chumra. So we're being very, very, very machmir on a human life. And that is what we paskin, that's what the poskim emphasize very much. The Rambam writes in Perek Beis of Hilcha Shabbos, Kishosin Dvarim Ha'ilu in your Machal Shabbos, and so the Machaber Paskins. The Rama has more minimizes it, but the Rama Paskins. Ain Osin Oso Loyade, Goyim Loyade, Ketanim Loyade, Avadim Loyade, Nashim, Kadesh Lote, Bashabbos Kalab Einayim. You don't do this by saying, oh, Machal, Chil Shabbos, oh, you could do it. You know, it's like, oh, you could carry in the Erev. I'm not going to carry in the Erev. You know, no, you have to do it yourself to show that it's mutter, to show that it's a mitzvah. It's not just a heter, it's a mitzvah to be Michal Shabbos. El Aydik Doli Yisro V'chachameyem. V'asa Luz B'meyeh B'chil Shabbos V'chol Yishish B'sakani. Not a lot of delay. Shenemer Asher Yasa Osa Ha'adam V'chai B'hem V'lo Shayamas B'hem. Lomata She'ein Mishpati HaTorah Nekama Ba'olam El Arachimim V'chesed V'sholam Ba'olam. Yet it's a mitzvah to be Michal Shabbos. Rishal, I think I've quoted before, Rav Shlomo Zalman says, is quoted, Dr. Abraham quotes Rav Shlomo Zalman, that when the Hatzalah driver in Bayit Vagan drives the Hatzalah ambulance to go to the hospital, he should go and he should wear his shtreimel. He should be wearing his shtreimel when he drives the Hatzalah ambulance. Oh, you have to hide, you have to marisai. No, you should wear your shtreimel. It's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to be Michal Shabbos by a Chol Sheish Basakana. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch says in the beginning of Shin Chaf Ches, which is the siman about Choli on Shabbos. And just to quote to you the Mishnah Berurah, which we've mentioned in the past, the Shulchan Aruch says, if you're Shoel, if you ask a Shaila at a time of Yikuach Nefesh, should I do it, should I not do it, where there's a real issue, Hariza Shofech Damim. Right? It's like you're spilling blood because you're delaying. Pirish also issue who misraseid v'yarei l'chal Shabbos b'chol kazeh, Hariyu Shofech Damim. Because while you're asking the kasha, the guy can get more dangerous. And therefore, he said, he quotes a, the Mishnah Berurah quotes Yerushalmi, Hanishal Hariza Maguna, Mishim Sha'atamad Chacham Bimkomo, Hayalo Lidrosh Bepirka Lakol. Every rav of every community has to get up and make sure that the tzibur knows the halacha of chil Shabbos for pikuach nefesh. Kedei sheyedu et kol ha'kaam v'lo yisarchu l'shalo. Every rav has to make sure that his balabatim know that these aren't things that you ask, you just do it. You're mechal Shabbos for a dangerous situation. So that is what, again, there's a lot of makoros regarding this. There's the chubas of the Radvaz about it, but that is clear. Safik nefashos l'hakel. Next, Me'emasai Psichas HaKever. From what moment is it called the opening of the uterus? Psichas HaKever. In other words, when does the labor start? Le'inyin, that you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. And some poskim connect this to Le'inyin, when does she become a Nida? Might not be exactly the same, but there are some parallels. When does one become a Nida? Halachically a Nida, when she's having a baby, and when does Chil Shabbos? Amar Abaye, Mishar Shetesheva Lamashper. When she's sitting on the birthing stool. Rafuna Be'er Yeshua Amar Mishar Shadam Shosis V'yorid. When the dam starts flowing out. When she can't walk alone, when she has to be supported. Again, the Ramban points out that this happens to different women at different stages. Some women can't walk before they see a drop of blood. You know, if the mucus plug doesn't come out, then sometimes they could be in serious labor, and there's no dam. Other women will see dam a couple hours before. So the Ramban says, we pass in, this is what we pass in Shulchan Aruch, l'kula by all of them. Whatever comes first. Whatever comes first, it can be Mechal Shabbos for her. Again, because we go as early as possible in terms of different women at labors differently. Ad Maseh Psichas HaKever, what about the latest stage? What's the latest time that you can be Mechal Shabbos for a woman who had a baby? Amar Abaya, Shlosha Yom, 3 days. Rav Amar Shvei Rabbi Yehuda, Shiva, 7 days. Amar Shlosha, 30 days. 3, 7, 30. Amri Nahardoi, Chaya Gimel Zayin V'Lamin. In Nardoi, they said it's really 3 stages. Gimel within the first 3 days. Bein Amar Tzrichani Bein Sharmal Amar Lo Tzrichani Mechal Naz Hashabbos. First 3 days, no matter what, you're Mechal Shabbos for her. Zayin Amar Tzrichani Mechal Naz Hashabbos Amar Lo Tzrichani in Mechal Naz Hashabbos. After three, towards until the end of the week after childbirth, then it depends if she says she needs it. If she says she needs it, then we're Mechal Shabbos for her. If not, not. Lamid afilo amr tzrichani in mechal nas haShabbos. But after 7 days until the first month, you're not mechal Shabbos for her. So what is 30? So we'll get to that in a minute. What the nafkamina is? Again, this comes up also in terms of fasting on Yom Kippur, right? The halachas are there's a woman who had just had a baby have to fast on Yom Kippur. What about on Tisha B'Av? So on Tisha B'Av we paskin Shulchan Aruch says maybe within the first month already 30 days. But Tisha B'Av Yom Kippur D'oraisa is more machmir. But within a couple of days is okay. But after a week already, then Yom Kippur is Yom Kippur. Yeah. That what? When it comes to the friends, well, the husband, once she's a nida, the husband can't support her. Chabroseha knows it's her friends, but who says it's the husband? When she's in need, the husband can't support her. Again, you gotta try to make take precautions. Haroas anovad. You gotta make sure that you're around somebody because the husband knows that he's not gonna be able to touch her at a certain point. So therefore, he has to make sure that there's somebody around that could support her. So if it's sakaras tafashas, if the woman's on the floor and she get, if it's sakaras tafashas, then the husband can. But you have to, most of the time, to support her to get into the car is not sakaras tafashas. You know, it's there's a shach in Yaradeya. It's a very unusual shach. The shach is a chiddush that maybe the husband, even pikuach nefesh, might not be able to touch her because it's like Abizrada or Yehari Val Yavar, quoting a Beis Yosef. But we generally don't assume that way. We assume it's sakaras tafashas, sakaras tafashas. But you got to be rosa nova to make sure that the mother-in-law or the whatever, somebody will be around to help her. So it says, after 7 days, you can't be Michal Shabbos, but you're allowed to do it through a non-Jew. All needs of a chole are done through a non-Jew on Shabbos. Like Hamnuna said, davar she'ein bo sakana, omer l'nach Rabbi Yosef. A davar she'ein bo sakana, you tell a non-Jew and he does. We've spoken about this before, and that is that there are four types of cholim on Shabbos. There's a chole she'yesh bo sakana, life-threatening danger, and that for that category, a Jew is even allowed to do a daraisa. That's the most, again, if you could do a Bishinu, it's better, without any delay. But a Chol She'esh Bo Sakana, anything. What about a Chol She'ein Bo Sakana? That's the next category down. It's not life-threatening. That's what Rashi here says in the third line of Rashi. Shem lo yasalo refuah einzu mesukan lamos. He's not going to die, but he needs it. Chol She'ein Bo Sakana. And there are different people in that category, right? Anybody who's no telemishka. I mean, he can't get out of bed. He can't function properly. So then that category we paskin, that a Jew is allowed to do a drabanan. Meaning, for example, taking medicine. If you're in that category, if you have the flu, you can't get out of bed, you're allowed to take medicine, because it's a drabanan on Shabbos. And a guy, most Rishonim still paskin that a guy is even allowed to do a daraisa. Maybe not a full daraisa if he doesn't need to, but a guy is allowed to do a daraisa. That's this Gemara. Right? Davar she'ein bo sakana, omer l'nach Rav Yosef. Right? That's why if a person is a chol she'ein bo sakana, and he's lying in bed and he can't get out, or if he has extreme pain, whatever, once you get into the category of a chol she'ein bo sakana, you can look in the svarim, well, what's in that category, a nachor is allowed to do a daraisa. Let's say you need the medicine, he could drive to a pharmacy on Shabbos and get it for you. That's a daraisa, but a non-Jew is allowed to do a daraisa for a chol she'ein bo sakana. Then you get to the lower two categories, which are, right, chola b'miksas and mechush ba'alma, which you're not allowed to do anything. Okay, you don't feel so well. But that's the issue of taking medicine on Shabbos is not for healthy people. It's for people who don't feel so well. So that's so for that you have to struggle a little bit and get through Shabbos. Okay. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, L'chayel Amid Yom L'may Hilchasa. So we said a woman had a baby, 3, 7, and 30 are important dates. So we explained what 3 and 7 are important for. But what about 30, L'may Hilchasa? Amar Nardoi L'tvila. For tevila, what does that mean? Rashi here says that it's dangerous for her to go to the mikvah before 30 days because she's going to catch a chill. She goes to the mikvah beforehand. Amar Rava, let me just finish the line. Lo amar elashein bala ima. This only applies if she's going to go to the mikvah and she's not going to be with her husband that night. Because then it's an issue that she might get a chill. Aval ba'ala ima, but if the husband is with her, ba'ala b'chalma. If the husband is, she's going to be with her husband that night, then the Baal will warm her up. Gihad debarti de Rav Chisda, like Rav Chisda's daughter, Tovel begotlas and yomim, shalom b'fnei ba'ilo. Rav Chisda's daughter was Tovel within 30 days of having a baby, and her husband was out there. The itztania says she got a chill. Va'amti la'arsa basre de Rava de Papadisa, and they carried her bed all the way to Papadisa to find Rava, who was her husband, in order to warm her up, because it was a sakana situation. About what? Who are the Nahardians? Yeah, Nahardah. Nahardah was a place. So I guess this is one of the sayings that they used to say there. All of them were doctors. Maybe the doctors of Nahardah used to say this. Right, I'm not sure. Well, Nahardah or Pumbedisa? I don't remember. One of the... But Nahardah, so then, but it doesn't... It's here it says Nahardai. Amri Nahardai. Sounds like Amri is a they. But you're right. That was the makom of Shmuel. Oh, we have that by the Kisvei Hakodesh, right? The end of the Kisvei Hakodesh. If you're allowed to lay in the afternoons, there it said Nahardah. Correct. The Kuf Tezayin of a base. Nahardah was the makom of Shmuel, Right, that's what it Nardo Piske Sidra in Achinami. But there's a Nardo, this is Nardo-E, so the but Shmuel was a big doctor. Okay, right. Omer Yudomar Shmuel, also Madur Lachai b'Shabbos, you're allowed to make a big fire for a woman who had a baby on Shabbos. Sabri mino lachai in lacholo. Shmuel says, Shmuel, again, many of the medical statements in the Gemara are from Shmuel. Shmuel was a big doctor. So the Gemara first thought that when Shmuel said you're allowed to do it for a woman who had a baby, is that only for a woman who had a baby, but not for a cholet, not for any other person who's sick? But most like Shabbos, maybe it was a chamalo, is that only in the winter months when it's cold and not in the summer months? And the Gemara says, no, below he, losh tochayav, losh tocholo, losh tabi wasak shamim, losh tabi wasakhama. It doesn't matter, you can always do it. Mita itvar, amar b'chia bar avin, amar Shmuel, because it's needed. Period. Amar b'chia bar avin, amar Shmuel, hikas damen estanin, osin lo madura, afil b'tukuvas Thomas. Okay, now we have a bunch of, sugi of Gemara about bloodletting. The olden days, bloodletting was part of the health regimen. They thought that letting out blood would balance off the body more from all the humors inside, and therefore it was done. So Shmuel, now we have a bunch of statements about bloodletting. If you bloodlet and you get a chill, you're allowed to make a fire for that person, says Shmuel, even b'tkufas Tammuz, when it's very hot, Tammuz in the middle of the summer, because, you know, it's dangerous after you bloodlet. Shmuel tzolchle tachtaka deshaga. Shmuel, after he bloodlet, he didn't have anything else to use for firewood, so he cut up this fancy chair of his, of shaga wood. Rav Yehuda tzolchle p'sur diyona, also this chair of fancy chair. L'rabba tzolchele shashifa. L'rabba cut up a big bench of his. Barmalei abaya l'rabba vaka avar mishum bal tashkas. It's bal tashkas. What are you doing? You're cutting up chairs? So Amalei, no, the answer is bal tashkas dukufai adifli. My bal tashkas, my body. I'm in danger. So if I'm allowed to cut it up. The question is, what was the havamina of abaya? Sakana safashas. I mean, bal tashkas. You don't worry about bal tashkas when it's Sakana safashas. It's a difficult question. So the Marsha asked this question. He says, maybe this last one is talking about a weekday. And he was bothered, you know, it's a weekday, so find some firewood outside somewhere else. You don't have to cut up the chair. So that's one, but it sounds like it's Shabbos. So Rav Lazimir Horowitz, one of the Achronim in the back, suggests that maybe he cut it up before he even bloodlet to have it for afterwards. So maybe that's what it bothered him. It's not, you don't have the Sakana Bafanecha now. Once you're in a Sakana Tafashas, okay, you can do what you have to do, but you didn't decide in the situation yet. So aren't you worried about the counter pressure of Bal Tashmas? And he said, no, still, it's going to be a Sakana, so therefore, I'm still allowed to do it. A person shouldn't walk around barefoot. It's not good for a person to walk around barefoot. You should even sell the walls of your house to buy shoes. But even though that's true, if you bloodlet and you don't have what to eat even, but if you don't have what to eat, sell your shoes, which are so important, and buy food. Because you have to have a meal after you bloodlet, or else it is dangerous. What should you eat? Rav amar basar, shmuel amar yayin. Meat or wine? Rav amar basar, why is basar good? Nafsha chalaf nafsha. To substitute meat for meat. You lost some basar of you when your blood went out. So therefore, you have to substitute for that. Shmuel amar yayin, sumcha chalav sumcha. Red for red. You know, so that's why you lost some red, so therefore wine is healthier to get back in. Meat or wine? Only red wine. Only red wine. Only red wine. Shmuel, biyoma da avid milsa. Shmuel, on the day he used to bloodlet, avdi le tafshila de tachli. They made him a spleen tafshil. The spleen of an animal. Rav Yochanan shasi adenafik. Tiha meune. Rav Yochanan drank so much wine until it came out of his ears. The reyach, the smell of the wine. Rav Nachman shasi at the kafi tichle. Rav Nachman drank until his spleen was floating, right, in wine. He drank so, again, exaggerations of how much wine they drank. Rav Yosef shasi at the nafik meirivda de kusilta. He drank so much wine until the wine came out of the place where they stuck him for the bloodlet. Rava Mahadra Chamer Bar Tlasa Tarfi. Rava looked for wine that was Bar Tlasa Tarfi. Rashi explains somehow that means that the vine, grapes that were on the vine for 3 years, there's a question about what exactly Rashi means. Does it mean 3 years after it's gathered or 3 years after it's grown? But something about three of the vine. Amalu Rav Nachman by Yitzchak L'Rabbanan. Rav Nachman used to say to his Talmidim, B'matusa minaychu, b'yomata akaza, amru l'beisaychu, nachmanik l'gaban. When you bloodlet, he told his students, tell your wives that I'm coming. Why? So it's two opinions. So the pashas of the Gemara is that this was not true, but he just wanted them to eat a big meal. So if the students said, the Rosh Yeshiva is coming, they'll cook a good big meal, and then they'll eat the whole thing. But they'll have a big meal. That's the pashas. Rashi doesn't seem to say that. Rashi seems to say, harbu b'su'uda ki'ilu ani so'ed eslechem. Just have a big meal as if I'm coming. But there's no harama going on. There's no trickery going on. But the next line of the Gemara sounds like it's a harama. So that's why the pashas of the Gemara seems delo karashi. It seems like, You know, that just tell them. But, and then it says, V'kulu arumi asire, all ha'arama is asir. Maybe according to Rashi, it just means in your thought process. All ha'arama is asir, bar mehai ha'arama d'shari. You're usually not allowed to trick, unless, except for this ha'arama, which is mutter. Again, there are various gemaras about ha'arama, which we don't have time to go into, ha'arama about the, taking your food, your tfuah into your house, taking it through the window, you're being marim, so it's not chayiv and chubas and maisris. The posting talk about the ha'arama, quote unquote, of mechiras chametz. Different sugyas in halacha about mutter ha'aramas and asur ha'aramas. Fine. Next, manda oven milsa velo efshale. Let's say somebody bloodlet and he doesn't have enough money to buy food, to buy what he needs for the meal afterwards. Let's call zuzamika. He should take an outdated coin, a bad coin, velezel shev chanusa, and he should go to seven stores. Wine stores at the time shir reviyasa. In other words, you should go to the store and say, "Can I have a just like a, you go to an ice cream store and you have a taste of that and a taste of that, and you know, a little taste, little spoons." So you go to the wine store, have a little taste, and then after the little taste and a little taste, you know, then you give him the bad coin, which he probably won't accept. What are you giving me this for? Even though it's probably worth the taste that you got. That's why it's not gazela here. It's not gnevas das. But he'll throw you out. So you go to the next store and do the same thing until you get enough wine in your system that you're not in danger anymore from the bloodlet. V'ilo, let's say you don't have that old coin. Leichol shev tamrei uchmasa. So you should eat seven black dates. V'leish of mishcha b'tzidei, and wipe the oil on your temples. V'gnignei b'shimsha, and take a nap in your in the sun. Ivlit ashkechei l'shmuel d'goni b'shimsha. Ivlit was a man, a non-Jewish man, who found Shmuel lying down in the sun. Amalei chakima d'yehudai. The wise man of the Jews, will something bad turn into good? Meaning that sitting in the sun is dangerous. What, will something bad be good? What are you sitting in the sun for? Amalei, Shmuel answered him, Yomada kazahu. I bloodlet today, that's why I have to do this. But really, the Gemara says, Velohi, that wasn't really the case. Ella, Ika yomad mali bashimsha b'kulei shasa. There's one day of the year that be sitting in the sun helps. Yomad anafla b'beit kufas tamuz, or tebes, render the gears. So the day that the solar equinox starts, if it's tukufas tamuz, v'savar lo yigla lei. So Shmuel didn't want to tell him, you know, when this was, and that it was that day. Therefore, he made up a different story, which was, you know, I was make his dam today. Again, this was very common in the days of the Gemara, and even later, even afterwards, in the days of the Rishonim, bloodletting was seen as a beneficial medicinal process. Rav Shmuel Demer Chavayu, second, third wide line. Anybody who does not take the meal after bloodletting seriously, he will lose mizonos from Shemayim. The Omrim, and they'll say, Omrim hu al chayav lochas ani achus alav. He's not machmed on his own life, so I'm going to be machmed on his life. Take care of himself. Take care of yourself, and then I'll take care of you. Rav Shmuel Damer Chavayu Haimanda Avin Milsa. Rav Shmuel both said if somebody's bloodless, lo lasiv, heicha tacharach zika. You shouldn't sit in a place where there's a big breeze. Dilma shafilei umna. Maybe the bloodletter took out so much blood from you umukim le araviyasa and only left you with a revius of dam inside. And therefore, that's exactly how much you need to live. And then the breeze will make your body work a little harder, and you'll lose a tiny drop of blood, and that could be a sakana. So therefore, you shouldn't be in a place where there's a breeze after you bloodlet. Shmuel having ragav avin milsa bebesa to shav leveni va'aricha. He used to bloodlet in a house which was 7.5 bricks thick of wall. It was Shev leveni, 7 bricks va'aricha, and a half a brick, 7.5 bricks thick wall. Yom, so there was no breeze through those walls. Yom achada avad irgish benafshe. So one day he was sitting in this after the bloodlet, and he felt a little weak, and he realized something was wrong. Badak v'chaser chadaricha, and they checked the wall, and there was a half a brick missing. So after they realized, he realized that's why I Shmuel was had that sensation about him that something was different this time. Rav Shmuel Damer Chavayu Haman Davin Milsa lit omi diva hadar leifug. Anybody who bloodlets should first eat something. It's not those initials called, right? No food right before an operation.
NPO,
right? You shouldn't be NPO before you bloodlet because you should taste something and then go out. The low time midi, because if you didn't taste anything, something this means afterwards, but others say it means before. Ipag, because if you didn't taste anything, then certain dangers might happen to you. Ipaga b'shechva, if you went out, didn't taste anything, and you bloodlet, and then you met a corpse, you saw a mace. Yarka ape, you're going to turn green. Ipaga b'manta kol danafsha, if you meet a murderer, miss, you're gonna die. Ipaga b'davar acher, if you meet a davar acher, that means a pig, a chazer, kashal davar acher, then you're going to get saras. Saras is referred to as dabar acher, and a pig is referred to as dabar acher. Period. Rabbi Shmuel Damri Travayev. Again, Shmuel is always associated with many of these memories. Hi, Madavin Milsa. If somebody bloodlets, lishi purtav hader lekum, he shouldn't get up right away. Again, this makes sense. If somebody gives blood, you're not supposed to get up right away. It's dangerous. Hader lekum. Damri Markas Mar, because it said, hey, devarim korban lamisa yosem enachayim. There are five things that are very dangerous. The Gemara even says, "Karav l'misa yosem enachayim ve'elohein." These actions, achal ba'amad, if you get up right after you ate, shasa ba'amad, right after you drank, yashan ba'amad, right after you slept. Right, the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Aleph, the Mishnah Berurah there talks about when you wake up in the morning, when you hear your alarm go off, even if we would be able to, we shouldn't get modani into my bed. You know, get up, sit up. Say moda'ani, and get up slowly. It's dangerous to get up. You know, halavai, we should have that problem. Right? Halavai, Mishnah Berurah says I can't. You know, but that's what it says. It says, yashan va'amad, hi kizdan va'amad, if you get up right after your bloodlet, shimesh mitasa va'amad. If you get up right after somebody's with one's wife, all these cases, you should not get up right away. Hang out a little bit, stay a little bit, and then get up in a couple of minutes. Amar Shmuel. Persa d'dama, how often should you bloodlet? Kol tfas en yomen, once every 30 days. Ubein aprachim, as you get older. Rashi says, pirkei shnosav, after you're 40. Yemait, so you should do it less times, maybe once every 2 months. Ubein aprachim yachzor v'yemait, and as you get even older, once every 3 months. Amar Shmuel, persa d'dama, chad b'shabsa arba umali shabsa. Shmuel says, when should you bloodlet? Sunday, Wednesday, or Fridays. Sundays, Wednesdays, or Fridays. Listen to this. Al v'sheni v'chamishi lo. But not Mondays and Thursdays. To Amar Mar, first though, why? Why not Mondays and Thursdays? Because Mondays and Thursdays in Halacha are Yemei Din. They're days that the courts of Mala, Yemesun Shamala judges. That's why, because when Ezra was Mesakein, that the Bate Dinim, the courts should be open Mondays and Thursdays down here, the Gemara Chazal say that the courts above follow the courts below. And therefore, if the courts on earth are open Mondays and Thursdays, the Bezdin, so too up in Shamayim. Therefore, they're Yemei Racham, they're Yemei Din, and we shouldn't put ourselves in dangerous situations, are Yemei Din. Mishesh lo schus avos, yakiz dam, v'sheni b'chamishi. If you have schus avos, then you can be make his dam on Mondays and Thursdays. But we shouldn't put ourselves in the dangerous situations. By the way, that's why we say Behu Racham on Mondays and Thursdays. Not to make people groan, oh, it's a long tachlun, but Dafka Behu Racham Yichaper Avon. You're asking Rachmanis from Hashem, especially on Mondays and Thursdays, because those are Yemei Din. So that's why Mondays and Thursdays are out. You should only bloodlet on Sundays and Wednesdays and Fridays. Shabbos obviously is out too, but there's still one more day. Tuesday. Right? Mondays and Thursdays you don't do. So Gemara says Sunday, Wednesday, Friday is okay. What about Tuesday? Gemara says, B'tlasa b'shabas on my time alo. Why not Tuesday? Mishum dekai male ma din bezuzay. Because on Tuesday is the day that the constellation of Mars falls out in the even hour. What does that mean? So Rashi here explains, what we know from other Gemaras, that pairs, even hours, are somehow more ayin hara-ish, more, detrimental mazel in the even hours of the day. That's that we know separate. But Rashi here explains that there are seven constellations. There's Shabtoi, Tzedek, Madim, Saturn, Jupiter, Mars, Venus, Mercury. Now Rashi explains it's the sun and the moon and the five planets that are visible to the naked eye. That's the seven constellations. The sun, the moon, Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, and Saturn. Those are seven. So says Rashi, according to Chazal, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the constellations on Yom Revi'i, on the fourth day of creation, so starting from that first moment of the fourth day, for every hour, forevermore, one of these constellations was in charge. So starting from the first hour of that first Wednesday, it was, and it quotes the order here, Rashi quotes the order, Shabtai, Saturn was that first hour, Tzedek, Jupiter was the second, after Madim, Mars, etc., etc., forevermore. And if you work out the math, and I looked in an art school that has a nice chart there. You work out the math, every week is exactly, it's divisible by seven, all the hours of a week. So therefore, every one of these constellations is in charge of the same hour every week. So says the Gemara here, Mars is a dangerous constellation. Mars will have it later on in Masechet Shabbos also, in the Mazel Gemara. But Mars is a dangerous constellation to do something dangerous, meaning to do something dangerous when the constellation of Mars is in charge of that hour. So says the Gemara, the one daytime hour, we assume that you don't bloodlet at night, the one daytime, let's say it this way, the one day of the week where Mars is in charge of that first hour of the day is Tuesday. Therefore, don't bloodlet on Tuesday. I'm sorry, the first even, right, the first even number, right, Ma'adim Bezuzeh. Well, I'm sorry, Ma'adim Bezuzeh, right, the even hour. So because Mars falls in the even hour on Tuesday, so therefore, you don't bloodlet on Tuesdays. That's why Shabbos is out, and Tuesday is out, and Monday and Thursday is out. So that's why the Gemara says Sunday, Wednesday, Friday.
So you don't have elective surgery on those days?
I don't know. I don't paskin ayin hara shilas. You know, that's there's certain issues of you know, you gotta.
Why isn't it
avodah zara? I don't think it's avodah zara. Chas v'shalom. It's HaKadosh Baruch who set these up. You're not serving these. The Rambam says that they used to serve these, so originally serve these, and they eventually forgot about Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch who created a system. What a Chodesh Av. You don't go to a Din Torah in Chodesh Av. Is that about it? No, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a system where certain periods of time are more dangerous. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu created it. Says in Eicha. So everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what we believe. We don't believe Chas V'Shalom I don't think we should read the horoscopes, but at least to know that, you know, that there's certain mazel ra in certain periods of time. You know, again, you're right. There's a balance. Some Gemaras say that you know, certain superstitions are, you know, connected to Kosem Ksamim or things to Isurim like that.
But what about God saying Tov twice on Tuesday?
Oh, right. What about God saying Tov twice on Tuesday? We all want to get married on Tuesday. So that's again, that's not a danger. It's good in a way, but this is just saying you shouldn't put yourself in a dangerous situation. So Tov twice. There are certain aspects that are wonderful, so you should get married. It has Simin Bracha. But you should, because we know that when there's something, well, maybe it works, maybe that's why you also need a shomer. Right? That's also part of it, because the Ramah quotes the minhag of having a shomer for a chasen and a kala, because at certain special times of people's life, the satan really wants you. So therefore, that's why you need a shmir in those times. But again, I can't answer all the questions on this topic, I apologize. It's not my expertise. So the Gemara continues, Mali Shabbos and Nami Kaima Bezuzeh. If you look at the chart, Friday is also... You know, Mars is also in an even number of the day. So Mars says, important line, Kiva the Dashu be Rabim Shomer Psalm Hashem. Because so many people bloodlet on Fridays, I guess, you know, that because you want to be before Shabbos, they're not going to work the next day. Even though the poskim say maybe it's not correct, because you're going to be bevatel your Yerodik Shabbos. If you save your surgeries, oh, you want it before the weekend, so you don't lose work. But if you're going to be in pain on Shabbos, so then you're not really supposed to do that, to create a situation where you're going to be mevatel yoneg Shabbos. But either way, says the Gemara, people used to do it a lot on Fridays, and once a lot of people do something, even if it's dangerous, there's this concept of Shomer Psalm Hashem, Hashem watches over the foolish, and therefore, it is, or we're not going to say it is usur. Again, this was used famously by Rav Moshe Feinstein years ago in his tshuva, one of his tshuvas about smoking. When he was asked, he was quoted all the evidence about smoking, and this was 25 years ago. So nobody knows what Rav Moshe would say today. Now, you know, now there's so much more evidence that it's not just lung cancer, but it's heart disease and this, and there's so many illnesses. So who knows what Rav Moshe would say? But at that time, Rav Moshe said, you know, how many people die from lung cancer every year? How many people smoke? What tiny percentage? Shomer Psalm Hashem. And the tshuva, he quotes this idea that even though it might be something dangerous, but Shomer Psalm Hashem. You cross the street, you cross a big street, Shomer Psalm Hashem, you know, if something everybody does, Shomer Psalm Hashem. Again, once the percentages get more, then you might not say Shomer Psalm Hashem. Once more people, you know, are known to die or to get the disease. Amar Shmuel, Daladuhu Dalid, Wednesday, that is the fourth day of the month. Daladuhu Arbeisar, Wednesday, that is the 14th day of the month. Daladuhu Esrim Barba, Wednesday, that's the 24th day of the month. Dalad Deleka Arba Basrei, the Wednesday that has less than 4 days in the month after it, Sakanta. All those days are not good to bloodlet. Rosh Chodesh, Vesheni Lo Cholsha. Rosh Chodesh, and the day after Rosh Chodesh is weakness. You shouldn't bloodlet that day. Shlishi Lo Sakana, the third day is a Sakana. Mali Yom Tava Cholsha. Also, Erev Yantif, you shouldn't bloodlet. Mali Yom Tzarta Sakanta. The Erev Shvuis, right, Atzeres in Chazal was called, Shvuis is called Atzeres in Chazal, in the Torah it's Shmini Atzeres, so there are no comparisons between Shmini Atzeres and Shvuis, the Ramban al-Torah, remember we referred to that, called Shvuis, the Shmini Atzeres of Pesach. That's why Atzeres in the Torah, Shmini Atzeres, Atzeres in Chazal, is Shavuos. So Erev Shavuos is dangerous. V'gazra, why? We'll see in a minute. V'gazra Rabbanan HaKulam Al Yom Tav, Mishim Yom Tav Ad Atzeres. The Rabbanan were gozer on all Erev Yom Tovim, not to bloodlet, because of Erev Shavuos. Denafik, why is Erev Shavuos so dangerous? Denafik Bezika Ushmei Tavuach. There's a certain wind that's called Tavuach, which means slaughterer. The lo kiblu Yisrael Torah habi tavach lulu b'Yisrael l'damayu. Had Bnei Yisrael not accepted the Torah, he would have shechted them. That's why Erev Shavuos has this wind floating around there, and you don't want a bloodlet on that day. If you eat a piece of grain before you make hizdam, it's not good, because then you just, hakaz hizdam is to balance out what's inside of you, and if you ate a little bit beforehand, this chita, so then it's just going to balance out that chita. That's only if your kavana was to heal you. But if your kavana was to balance yourselves, then even if you ate a chita beforehand, it's okay. If you're bloodlet, then you should drink right away afterwards. But eating, you should wait until the time that it takes you to walk half a mil, which might be about 9 minutes. Different sheets about what a mil is. Remember we discussed about Malikin. What does it mean when it says you should drink right away? Does that mean drinking right away is good? Drinking later is bad for you? Or drinking later doesn't do anything? Take it. Unclear. When we said you should eat after it takes the time it takes for you to walk a half a mil, does that mean eating then is good for you? But before and after is not good for you? Or it's indifferent. It doesn't mean it doesn't help you or hurt you before or after. Take you. Again, we'll see when Eliyahu Navi comes. Machriz Rav. Rav says another statement about being healthy. Ma'a kari bezuza. If you see 100 kari are like gourds or melons, 100 kari on sale for a zuz, buy it. It's a good deal, because gourds are good for you. Ma'a reshe bezuza. Right? Ma'a reshe, 100 heads of an animal bezuza, that's also a good deal. Me'a svame, but 100 svame, Rashi says it's svatayim, the lips of an animal. Me'a svatayim v'lo klum. Don't buy that, even if you get a great deal, it's not good for you. Amar Rav Yosef, ki avinan bei Rav Huna, yoma defagri bei Rabbanan. When Rav Huna came, they said, oh, it's the day that the Rabbanan are lazy. The rabbis are lazy. It was a day that nobody came to the Beis Medrash. And they said, oh, it's a day that the Rabbanan were lazy. Amri, and they said, ha'idna yoma de svamehu. They said, oh, today's the day of svameh. V'lo yadana, Mike Amri. And it says Rav Yosef, I never knew what they meant. But it says, now I know what they meant. Because svameh of an animal, the lips of an animal are useless. They're bad for you. So I realized, they said, today's a useless day. Everybody stayed home. Nobody came to the Beis Medrash. You didn't accomplish anything today. So therefore, it's yoma. That's why he said it's yoma de svameh. Lip service. Okay. The kosher natabor. Back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, the Mishnah had a machlokas. What are you allowed to do with the umbilical cord on Shabbos? The Tanakhama said you're allowed to tie it. Rabbi Yossi said, you're even allowed to cut it. Tan Rabbanan, kosher natabor, Rabbi Yossi, Omer, af chotkin. You're even allowed to cut the umbilical cord. V'tomnin hashilya k'desh yechem avlad. It's something that we don't fully understand medically today, but they used to think that hiding and insulating and warming the placenta after the baby came out will be good for the vlad, even though it's not connected anymore. But that's what they used to. So you, even on Shabbos, you're allowed to be tomein the shilya, the placenta, so that the vlad stays warm. Amr of Shimon Gamliel, they used to insulate it in different things. Benos Malachim Tomnas Bisfalim Shal Shemen, very royalty used to hide it in jugs of oil. Benos Hashirim Bisfugan Shal Semer, in sponges of wool. Benos Aniyah Bemoche, just with some other type of material. Amr Nachman Amr Barabu, Amr Ravalach Rabbi Yossi. We pass on like Rabbi Yossi that you're even allowed to cut the umbilical cord, right? So we do. We don't have a Havamina otherwise. Amr of Nachman Amr Barabu, Amr Rav, Mode of Chachamim Amr Rabbi Yossi, the Chachamim usually say you can't cut the umbilical cord, obviously. I guess they say you can't cut it in a time when there's no pikuach nefesh. But they would admit, in a place with Tarish HaShnei Tinokos, let's say you have twins, and the Rishonim say this means that the twins are with one placenta, so you have two cords coming out of one placenta, shechotkin. That you're allowed to cut. Why? Because maybe they'll start pulling, they'll start on each side, and it'll become dangerous for each other. My time at the Manaski Adadi, and they could come rip it out. So therefore, then you're allowed to cut it and take care of the child. All that Hashem said to Yechezkel, in Yechezkel, which is the Parshas Tochacha, which talks about how a woman was left like the mashal to Yerushalayim and Hashem, but that a woman was left without her needs taken care of, all of those needs are allowed to be done for a chaya on Shabbos. Sheneamar, the pasuk says in Yechezkel, Omoldo sayach biyamuledes osach, the day that you gave birth, lo kara shareich, your umbilical cord was not cut, ubamayim lo rechas lemishti, you weren't washed in water, v'hamilach luhum lach, then you weren't salted, v'achtelo chutalt, end of pasuk. So now we darshan, Omoldo sayach biyamuledes, Hulat Mikashim Yaldas of Lad Bishabis. It says, weren't able to have the baby properly, so we say you're allowed to help have the baby properly on Shabbos. Lo karas shareich mikan shechotu l'tavar b'Shabbos. Your umbilical cord wasn't cut mikan. That's you're allowed to do. That's part of the process. Ubamayim lo ruchas l'mishi mikan shereuchsin avlad b'Shabbos. You're allowed to wash off the baby on Shabbos. Ubam v'amelach lohum lach mikan shemolchin avlad b'Shabbos. This also was part of the process of helping the baby. V'hochtel lo chutalch mikan shemolchin avlad b'Shabbos. You're allowed to warm and swaddle the baby, the vlad, on Shabbos to keep it warm so it doesn't get a chill. Hadrolach Mafanin, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we start the great parak of Rabbeleza de Mila, as it's called, all about doing Mila on Shabbos. There's a lot of halacha lamaisa, a lot of lamdis. New parak, Dachkuf Lamin. Today's shir was Lezecha Nishmas, David Tzvi, and Dov Mordechai.